She said, "Now, I've got some red beans and rice in there, and we're going to fix us up a little bowl, and you want some?" Well, I didn't want any. Finally, she said, "You better eat a bowl of this." So she fixed it for me, and it was delicious.
Was it?
And my daughters, both of them did that, and we used to put shrimp in red beans and rice.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that they ate it with shrimp or with seafood.
And I can just eat all the oysters. I just love oysters.
Do you?
I do too.
Well, if I knew how to fix it, I don't know how to fix it. I know how to make shrimp, gumbo shrimp, what's it called? My sister, I got that recipe. Anyway.
Creole?
Yeah. Shrimp Creole. Well, if I had the stuff, I'd pick some for you.
Well, you think of a song down
there for me
to
drink?
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
This lady that Jeanette and David meet, she brought Jeanette a big bowl, and that was the biggest grain rice I ever saw, and they brought me some of it. They'd come and spent the night at it. She had sausage, she had ham, she had roast, and she had shrimp in this rice and tomatoes. It was something good. I didn't eat any of it. I raked out the arse of that sausage. I didn't feel like I wanted it. But I eat that shrimp and all that ham, everything. That meat was in that jambalaya. Then one week she comes, she brought dirty rice.
What's that?
Well, it's I think it's that rice that's part black and part...
Now you missed a lot of not eating some of this.
It's a rice.
Yes.
Oh, what is it? It's not... It's colored. And this rice was cooked and it had shrimp in it.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's almost black. I don't know what she had in that. And I said, "Jeanette, what was that she brought?" She said, "Dirty rice." It's called dirty rice because it's the rice... Uncle Tom's rice is one of it, and the other is that high price rice that you buy.
Wild rice.
Well, I think she made it out of that, or else she made it out of this Uncle Tom cabin rice. It's got black grains in it.
It's
the biggest grain rice. See, they are. I don't know whether they're Cajuns. What their name is? I don't forgot. Did you have that name on that book? French.
Yeah.
And this.
Don.
And. They come up here, and Dave and Jeanette go down, and they stay at the Mommy.
Didier, that's pronounced. Didier.
Yeah. Don Didier. That's the man and woman that comes up here, but she's expecting her baby now. They won't come for a while. No, but Jeanette and David go down, and they loaned them some furniture when they had open house, but they go to motel. She said, "Well, Mama, she don't have the two beds, and the baby, the little boy sleeps on it," and said, "I would hate to crowd him out of his bed." She says, "I'm bound to go to a motel where I won't be obligated to nobody."
They have a fair famous house on tours here.
And David made a bench. It's out there in the house now. They brought it home. He loaned it to him.
On the tour.
Yeah, for his tour. And he made the bench when he was in the shop with Hardy. That's been about 11, 12 years ago. That bench is not 15 years old. Someone come along, seen the bench at his house, and wanted to buy it. And
just dripping with money, you know.
Said, "Did it come? Where's this come from? Natchez, something like that." And he told him yes. And he said, "You don't mind if I look under it?" And he said, "No, look at it. Not mine. Belongs to another man." And he said, "Just name."
No, he didn't tell him it wasn't his.
He says, "Name your price." And it's Jeanette's bench, and she won't sell it. I said, "Jeanette, I'd sell that for a couple of thousand." He thinks that's an old bench. I said, "I ain't." It's got the seats. The seat here is cut out. Yeah, it's a pretty bench. It's a pretty bench.
Oh, I bet it is.
They made one bed that went to this fringe country last year, $2,940. And he made him two more beds, $742.
He even cut all here on these side rails, big roses and vines, what he wanted.
Really?
Yes, they were carved.
Hand
carved? Yeah, he carved the sides of that.
I didn't know people ever did that.
I didn't either.